Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowicz. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Faisal. How about you?
I see you got your golf gear here, and you're ready to go play some golf during Stampede. What's wrong with you?
Well, I will get my fair share of stampeding in, but I have to tell you, there's a limited number of shirts, and therefore a limited number of events that I can go to.
But don't forget, having a corn dog on the ninth hole does not mean you're stampeding, all right?
Well, you have seen my golf game. That it does, it might qualify as stampeding.
I've also seen you eat a corn dog, so there's a problem there. We got a good show, my friend.
Well, I think a really good show. So it's a bit of a follow-on to our retirement conference. So for the listeners that maybe haven't listened to us for a long period of time, we put on an annual retirement conference once a year in June, and we invite our clients out and their friends, and we bring in a host of speakers on all kinds of different topics, right? But the idea is it's about more than money. So I don't want to, you know, suggest that money and math isn't important in terms of the entire equation of putting together a successful retirement, but it's much bigger than that.
Yeah. So at this retirement conference with these multiple guest speakers, we covered topics, for example, healthcare and what are the issues of healthcare. Danielle Smith came to our conference and spoke about the politics of retirement and some of the concerns that she sees in the political environment. We brought in an estate lawyer who will talk about, you know, some of the tips and traps that are out there when it came to the estate planning. We brought in managers of alternative investments, because it's not just stocks and bonds and cash out there. There's different ways of investing, and why alternative investments in this economic environment is important. And we also brought in Barry LaValle. Mm-hmm. And Barry LaValle was speaking to our guests about the lifestyle and ensuring that that lifestyle is what you want in retirement, because that's what you can control. You can't control the stock market.
Right.
You can't control what happens in the government, but you can control what happens with your lifestyle. But you got to have an approach to it. You have to have a mindset to it. So I'm glad that he helped us out at the conference. More importantly, I'm glad that he's here today.
Right. So he's going to bring some of those key messages to our general listening audience over the course of this show, and look forward to having a refresher, I suppose, if you heard it at the conference. But also, I think there's some key points about the quality of your experience in retirement based on how you think about it, attitudinally approach it, and plan for it.
Yeah, so it's attitude, structure, planning, and all that is going to be discussed from a financial perspective at our next seminar on Tuesday, July 24th, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine and Spirits. Now, you need to reserve your seats. And I'll tell you, before even me mentioning this, there have been many people who've already registered online, so there's limited seats. So please give us a call at 966-8400, 966-8400, or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
We've had some calls this week, and there was a conversation you had on Thursday about the fear increasing about a market crash.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to talk about that, but not just yet. Sorry, you got to stick around.
Good
on the fourth segment, we want to talk about sort of the five different ways that you can prepare yourself, prepare your portfolio, protect yourself in the event of a market crash. That's an interesting piece. Stick around for that. Mortgages are kind of, we get some questions about this, of interest, right? Yeah. Not necessarily for our clientele, but for their kids and what's going on in the economy.
Well, let's talk about it broader when you talk about the economy. Yes, we have our clients' children, grandchildren in some cases, that are looking to purchase homes or get in the mortgage market and so forth. Some of them are already in there.
Yeah.
We're seeing more and more retirees with mortgages.
That's true.
Okay.
Yes, it's true.
Here is where I'm going to focus on those individuals.
Okay.
Yes, the younger ones, listen to this because you're going to get some information out of it. But those who are approaching or living in retirement with mortgage debt, be aware of this. First of all, as a guy who tries to minimize your taxes in retirement, you want to minimize income. When you minimize income and you have to go get a mortgage, that's a negative there, because the banks look at how much income you have. Can you service the debt? That's one thing you have to be aware of. So when you're going out to get a mortgage, but your strategy, and from our perspective, has lowered your income, so you don't have to, you have more cash flow but less taxable income, that's very hard to show to the banks, right?
For sure. And pause there for a minute, because you may have a mortgage and then you may have gone through these strategies to minimize taxable income, right? And there's some evidence to say the banks right now on renewals are going back to retest.
Correct. And so this is what's, it's called the IFRS, which is the International Financial Reporting Standard. Their rule number 9 basically comes out and says this, that the banks have to take a relook at risk on their mortgage holders. So if you are renewing, because there are majority of mortgages that are renewing this year,
yeah.
And it was based on 5 years ago.
That's right.
Okay. So they're renewing this year. They have to be retested. And what does retesting mean? They're going to look at two major pieces. Number one, they're going to take a peek at your credit score. If your credit score goes down, your mortgage renewal rate or the interest you pay will go up.
Mm-hmm.
If the value of your property, and here we are, Calgarians, a lot of Calgarians do not see an increase in the appraised value of their home over the last few years. They might see a drop. I was one of them in my area. It dropped. So then if I was to renew my mortgage,
right.
That would then be another indicator that says there's too much more risk on Faisal renewing his mortgage. We might have to charge him more. Between 5 and 15% of all Canadians are exposed to this issue. Okay?
Well, the mortgage broker community is concerned about that 5 to 15% that might be negatively affected by these changing rules.
And that would be between 5 and 15 basis points or 0.15% increase in your interest rate is what we've been told so far. Now, the banks have to be careful of how they take on mortgage risk, especially in a slowing growth environment of mortgages. So be aware that before... In the good old days, Dave, you and I would go back to our bank and want to get a renewal. They would
stamp.
Yeah, exactly. They would just stamp it and say, here you go. Give us a high five sometimes. And maybe I steal their pen and away I go, right? Today, it's not going to look like that. So those of you who are retiring or approaching retirement, not only is it important to look at your renewal options. And interest rate is not the only thing.
Correct.
It's the renewal of that. What's their policies when you renew? That's where it becomes you need the advice from a mortgage professional. You need to look at your financial situation. Is it possible for you to then pay off your mortgage sooner? Look at those options. Have that conversation. Get the advice. It's very important now than ever before.
And there's different rules for the different institutions as well. So the big, Schedule I charter banks will be under a different set of rules than, say, your credit union. So it is important from a consumer perspective to go out and do your homework on this, right, on the mortgages, because we're in a rising environment with interest rates. Costs could go up, right? Options could be going down.
Correct.
Because of the change in these rules. So, okay, I think we've said enough about that. Any specific conversations, concerns? I mean, the trade war continues. It's escalated a little bit this week with the tariffs coming in on the Chinese, from the U.S.
Can we spend a minute on that, actually?
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about, July 6th. July 6th is the date that U.S. will throw tariffs on China, and then China will retaliate. And what did the stock markets do? Mm. Nothing.
Not much.
Nothing. It was either already baked in, primarily in the Asian markets,
right.
But it was really nothing from an index value basis. And that's kind of just showing that these might just be initial threats, not the final solution. The trade war is not a good thing. All parties have said that. It's just how do you get to the solution? You throw a couple of,
right.
if your neighbor has a lot of garbage that comes up in your side, and you throw some garbage on their lawn, they'll throw some garbage back on your lawn, and you start throwing garbage back and forth, and you both say, maybe we should both clean up. And then you both clean up.
Good analogy. How long did it take you to think about that one?
Yeah.
You working on that one for a
bit? I got stuck in the elevator, so I had some time.
I think it is a good analogy. So right now, the market is looking at it not as a trade war, as a negotiating tactic. I mean, some of the concern is that it'll become a digital event at some point, right?
Yeah.
So you might wake up one day and the market views it differently, right? If enough garbage gets thrown on both front lawns, at some point we say, wow, this neighborhood just lost some value, right? And we could have an event where it starts to
increase
volatility. Right?
We should have an event. If there is no reaction in the markets to this, then the markets are saying, carry on with what you're doing. It will have an effect. It will have an impact.
Yeah.
We don't know the magnitude of it,
right.
But it will have an impact. So be ready. I think when we talk about what you need to do in the event of a correction or a crash,
right.
It was very important. And people are still optimistic about the stock market going straight up. in the event some of these issues, like trade war, and I've called this out last year, I said trade war is an issue, inflation is an issue, and here they are. If we have this problem, it could build more volatility in the market.
Yeah, well, that's right. The escalation is the potential problem. You've got to keep a close eye on it. And we're going to talk about five ways to protect yourself in the event of a market crash. We're talking about a stock market crash here in the fourth segment. So stick around for that. We do have a great guest coming up after the break here. But before we go to break, we do have an upcoming seminar that we should remind everybody about.
That's right. On Tuesday, July 24th, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine and Spirits. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call at 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online by going to morethanmoneyradio.com. This is going to be an amazing event because we're going to talk about our economic policy, our strategy, and how do you protect yourself in retirement.
Yeah. And do you ever think about, you ever really think about what retirement's going to look like? What are you and your spouse going to do? Why do you fill that 40-hour gap, that hole in the work week about? We're going to talk about that with Barry in just a minute. So join us after the break. You're listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.